It's an annual event, and it's kind of a pre for the Donegal Half Marathon, which will be held in Letterkenny towards the end of the month. So about 230, 240 turned up for it. So that's an increase in numbers from last year. John Joe Doherty won it last year, I do remember. And this year it was a Stephen McCauley from Letterkenny who took the first place, with another McCauley, Aaron McCauley from the city of Derry, second, and another local Letterkenny athlete, Philip McGee, third. So that was a 1-2-3 there. And then in the women's, we had Enola Boss of Finn Valley, who's beginning to come back to herself in a big way. She won the, she's a young athlete really, and she won the women's from Gemma McGinty, second, and Helen McCready, third. And indeed, the three girls got themselves all under the 60 minutes, so they should be happy enough with that. But good enough day for the job. Slight drizzle during the day, and it was a good enough event. Goes out to New Mills and round New Mills and back, and it finishes at the leisure centre there in Letterkenny. So that's it. And then, of course, many of the competitors would have been using the run to prepare themselves for the half marathon, which does attract bigger numbers. Indeed, it attracted about 1,000 last year with the relay event and everything included. So look, it was a successful event, again well organised, and Stephen McCauley, the male runner, and Nuala Boas, the women's runner.
Thank you very much, Patrick McGonigal. Patrick, anything you'd like to add from a local point of view? You're obviously keeping an eye on the European Championships.
Well, yes, a couple of finals this evening, and Sarah Healy, I suppose, and Sonia's daughter, Sophie, is in the 1500 metres final. That's where the Irish interest lies in the last day of the championships. It has been, of course, just to reflect on that, it has been a great championship for Ireland in terms of athletes getting medals, led of course by our own man, and then people getting to finals, and people, you know, PBs and Irish records and stuff. So it's been a really great championships, and of course yesterday Kate O'Connor, a new Irish record in the heptathlon. So she's just developing as one of the great Irish, wonder women at the moment, indeed, in terms of athletic achievement. So that's the story there. And then news of, just to put it in perspective as well, Mark English, of course, you know, the normal thing is he wins the European Championship. People kept asking, will you be celebrating? Will you be celebrating? The answer to the question is, this morning, Mark English trained in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and no hanging about, no messing, no nonsense, on a plane into Malaga, up the road to the Granada and the Sierra Nevada mountains, and life goes on. And now the next big challenge is the ultimate championships, which is the big, you know, top eight in the world go head to head in each event, and that's in Budapest. So I think that story is worth telling, you know, because people do chat so much about, and some people get lost after champions, major achievements. Well, the answer is up in the Sierra Nevada mountains at this moment in time, with a training session this morning.